2017 ACUC in lovely Las Vegas with Mr. Michael Johnson. How are you, sir?
I'm great today. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking.
Outstanding.
Exactly. We got quite a crowd out here right now, here in the vendor exhibit area. And you just, like, did you just, like, fly in or something, or?
Yeah, from what I thought was warm Wisconsin to a lot warmer.
To really
Las Vegas.
I think it's 109 out there right now,
in
or something.
In the shade, I believe it is.
In the shade, yes. Good stuff here. But hey, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're inside.
Glad to be here.
You're talking, you're going to present later this afternoon called Wealth Management Isn't Just for the Wealthy. Right. I like this topic. Can you divulge? Can you give us a quick summary on what you're going to talk about?
Definitely. Well, as we all know, there's a crisis in America today in terms of people aren't ready for retirement. The average 50-year-old only has $43,000 saved for retirement, but they have a lot bigger needs. The opportunity is there to help America prepare itself for a better retirement and to live the life they want to live.
Right.
Today, they're not prepared, but what we know is that they need help and they need advisors. And through their credit union, they can get the right advice to prepare.
A great resource right there in front of them.
Exactly.
Exactly. And we're living longer, too. So that's another issue that we have to deal with.
Well, we're living longer. There's health care needs. There's so many needs in the sandwich generation. They need to help the people older than them and their kids.
Yep.
There's just so many challenges they have. It's hard to figure out. Most people have a lot of fear and anxiety about retirement, and they need the help. Even those that think they know and they're confident about retirement, they want validation of what they're going to plan to do so that they can get it right. Because this is something you can't get wrong.
Exactly. Well put right there. So why is this so important? Right? Because you said we can't get it wrong. Why can't we get it wrong?
Because it's about your future, your family's future. And people have some barriers to being able to save for retirement. They're scared about things. They all remember 2008 and the problems they had back in 2008.
Yeah.
When we go out and talk to consumers, it's the number one thing still on top of their mind.
Really?
Even the young millennials are remembering what their parents went through. So they have the fear. They lack the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's too complex. They need to make sure it's understandable. That's where advisors can come in. Even people that go online struggle to figure out on their own all the things they need to do. And then they need that advice to be accessible. That's where your credit union comes in. They're there for you. It's a purpose-driven organization that's about helping people achieve financial security. And as a purpose-driven organization, our opportunity in wealth management is to help break down those barriers to financial security for all.
Are there a couple of takeaways, a couple of nuggets that you can share from your talk today that creditors could kind of implement right away?
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that the credit union members have needs. 43% of credit union members have between $100,000 and $500,000 in assets today. They also have people they work with today. They're overall not comfortable or confident with where they are, but they don't know where to go. They trust their credit union. They need to know their credit union is a financial institution, not just a social institution, and they need to know they have that expertise there. So whether it be putting on financial seminars, whether it be educating their members, making sure they're ready, but also that they have access to that credit union advisor who's there to help them figure out what their plan should be if they don't have a solid plan today.
Yeah, it's good to know that your credit union isn't just a place to keep your money, do investments, or just transactions, but it's a place to get information that will help them later in life. It's a true resource, and if they can do that, that would be awesome.
They need to leverage that resource because it's not a transaction, it's a relationship.
Right.
They trust their credit union. We also have advisors in credit unions that have the knowledge to help them through it. If you looked at movies, it would almost be like Obi-Wan Kenobi, or it would be Yoda out of Star Wars. They need to combine that Yoda with that caregiver, if you will, to create that caregiver sage. That's what our advisors can bring to them. They need to rely on that.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of us going through elementary school, middle school, and high didn't really have a financial education. Sure, we learned how to balance a checkbook or something like that, or learned a couple of things from our parents, but overall, you know, there wasn't any big financial literacy class that we took in school, and now this is where Creighton's going to really step in, right?
Very much so. We didn't have that, but we didn't need it. Our parents had pensions.
True.
My in-laws are in their late 70s. They don't have to worry about health care for the rest of their life because they're already paid for in their retirement plan. The next generation doesn't have that benefit, so they need to figure it out. It's complex. The top two needs identified by credit union members today to us are retirement and health care. And we can't just look at it as where their investments are. It's their whole financial picture. It is helping them understand the complexity and develop a plan. Those that have a plan, much more likely to live a comfortable retirement. Those without a plan, it's almost good luck.
It can be a little stressful. Yeah.
Exactly.
A little bit.
So it's the education. as you said earlier, it's the education plus having the plan.
Yep.
And then work in the plan.
Yeah, that adds a little comfort to your life, even now, knowing that that's there. Okay, wrap-up question here. Where do we go from here? What can we do to kind of step up our efforts here, or credit unions step up their efforts?
Well, the credit unions need to look in the mirror and understand that the wealth management program is a core part of their business. It is about providing financial security for all. It's not just being a transaction, and it's about the overall financial health of a member. If they don't understand how a program can help them, they should talk to their sales executive at CUTA Mutual, who very much knows how the wealth management program can help them, but also it can help their lending program. Second mortgages are 600% more likely to happen if they have a wealth management program with them. Credit cards are more likely. First mortgages are more likely. So it's not just doing the right thing for the credit union member. It's also doing the right thing for the credit union because they grow their business.
Great message to end on. Michael, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well done. You too. Break a leg this afternoon. I will. You too.